Maisa, somebody's allowed to marry as many wives as he wants, as long as he can support them. The Mechaber brings down the Rigmar Yvamis and the Mechaber and Simon Aleph Simon Tess. Rabbeinu Geshe came along and made a gezeira that a person is not allowed to marry two wives. And there's a lot of discussion, when does that apply? Was it accepted? Was it not accepted? Does it apply to Zman Azeh? What was the reason for the Chayim Rabbeinu Geshe? What happens in cases where the wife is a meredes and she runs away? What happens if the wife is aser? Let's say not sure if she's nifter. And these are shahs which are very negaya. So in terms of that's the reason why Rabbeinu Geshe was gezeira. The many reasons brought down. The Beis Shmuel says the reason why is because of fights. That if you have two wives, so it's going to be difficult for a tzara, the Gemara says, are two people who hate each other, and therefore there's always going to be a lot of fights. And therefore, Rabbeinu Geshe sort of that as he read the Sederis, it just really wasn't working. Therefore, he says, now I have two wives. Marik in Tshuva says the reason is more out the women. They saw that men were taking advantage of their wives. If there were two or three wives, so the wife always feels like in competition, and the men were taking advantage. And being that he felt that there were three Sederis, and men were taking advantage of their wives, therefore he was going to not allow to take two wives. Shilas Yavitz, Simon Kufta Zion, brings down a different reason he said that is because Sakana, because in many societies, the Goyim were knowing not to have two wives, and when you didn't do it, it's something which they looked at as unacceptable, and therefore we come to the day Sakana. And therefore, he's geizer that you're not allowed to have two wives. The Ram Padva says the issue was because in the Gullahs, people weren't able to afford it. They can't afford to support the wives, couldn't support the kids, and therefore, Rabbeinu Geshe said not to have two wives. Whatever the reason is, he was geizer, and the question is, first, was the geizer accepted or not? If the cause is only a geizer, then it's only a geizer if it's accepted by Klai Yisrael. Did Klai Yisrael accept such a gzera or not? The Rashi discusses whether it was pashta takana b'chol arotzeis or not, and the Mechaber goes like the psak that this chayim Rabbeinu Geshe was not accepted. Therefore, svardim hold there is no problem having two wives. So b'yomim is shuva and chilek zayim some beis that svardim is no minig to like Rabbeinu Geshe. It's mutter lechachila for svardim technically to get married to two wives. Just nowadays, as you do, Baba Sali had two wives, and many svardim had two wives. There is some people who have a minog that they make a shvua, not to make a shvua to marry two wives. But when they get married, that's what the minog is among the svardim is. In a way, it's more chomer than chayim Rabbeinu Geshe. They're making a shvua chamur when they get married, not to get two wives. But so the etzem chayim Rabbeinu Geshe, the svardim say loy pashul lekam chalrotzes, and therefore it's not the namachuyev to keep it. The Ramah says that no. Dafka makam shidush loy pashla kanasai only from the Chuvas Mari Mintz, only if you know for sure it wasn't naik, but menastam you could assume that it's noig b'chol makam. And the mechaber in Yeridayan, so the mechaber Ramav here discussed. Let's say you go to a place, one place that noig kriyam negeshon, another place not noig kriyam negeshon. Do you keep it or not? So normally the halacha is you go one place to the other place. If you're planning on staying in the new place, it was all, you know, like over the whole place. So you move from Eretzol to America. So what minhag do you have? So you plan on staying in America, you just go like all minhag America. If you're planning on going back, then you have to take the chumras of Eretzol. By the Chayim Rabbeinu Geshe, it says over there that you know you have to go with the chumras of both. You have to assume that you have the takana unless you're clearly in a place that doesn't have the takana. This is an interesting shot of Behetiv discusses, can two Ashkenazi ladies marry one Sephardi? The takana is on the man, the takana is on the woman. And he says that the main isser is on the man, and different two Ashkenazi ladies are allowed to marry one Sephardi. So that's the first shot of the regression. Was a pasha takana? Say we said Sephardim, well, it's not Ashkenazi, well, that it was all over the place. The second kula is whether he was goyzer l'doyrus forever or just goyzer till soif elef chamishi. Marek in his l'mchaber goes l'hichem elat soif elef chamishi. The l'mchaber says only goyzer till elef chamishi. The Ramal Alain says no, it's not true. Kol midas elat takana minig b'koyim ha'imed min astam, we say about it. You do have the minig and b'chalik is b'chaber Ramal. What would be the svar? Why would we say he wasn't goyzer forever? Usually the concept of this is a true means not a very interesting svara. From the Mishnah Yaakov Sinav says the reason is because the Ramban Chumash says that Bezdin or somebody who is not allowed to make, you're not allowed to mitzvah avera to a Torah. Therefore, the only time Bezdin can make a gzera if it's some type of siyog for a deraisa, if you keep him away from doing a deraisa, there's arayis, and then there's shnias arayis. That's in order to keep you away from doing iser arayis. But something which is not a siyog for deraisa, you can't do it l'doiris, and one can do it l'tzorek shav, and one can do it for a temporary thing. People want to say the reason why Ben Geshem was good is it was not because of a siyog got to it, it's a deraisa, it was just the hell of fitzarek hashal, that it wasn't the correct thing to have two wives. So therefore, he's not able to be gozer l'doiris forever, because gozer l'doiris forever would be pan b'al toysef. That's from Shan the Mechaber, which holds that he was only gozer till the Elif Chavish. He says those who are chilek can say the Ramah. And all the Rishonim would say that it goes forever. They all know that the reason why Ben Geshem was gozer was because of Sog Otto Isidoraisa, like I said before. Maybe it's because of fights. And if it would be Sog Otto Isidoraisa, then therefore he would be gozer for all the Doris. And the Pesach Yeshua points out that Yamshah Shlomo would say, if you look at all the Rishonim, which they discuss for Ben Geshem, there's a Mordechai discusses the Makam Mitzvah, the Ritva, the Rajba, and none of them say, oh, but you should know, Bezman HaZeh doesn't really apply. It seems to be the stormiest from all the Rishonim that we have to El Chamishi, that a lot of them have to El Chamishi, that it seems to be that they hold us Pashit, that the Gzer, that the Gzer and Geshem would play in this man. There are some which say that Be'etzem the Gzer was only till El Chamishi, and just Bezman HaZeh, just a minute. Klaizo was Nuig, the minute was Mamshech the minute, and therefore there would be certain coolers, a little bit more cool Bezman HaZeh. The Bishmo is Sivkatan Chafalef. He says that brings on Daka Moshe. If there's a machloikis on the Chinuch Ben Geshem, make a lihifsid. He says befrat bezman hazeh, which passes into the coming Gzeir should be over. It's only a minig shenogla achmer. Therefore, mokum sveika memin al din Torah, and therefore it will be mutta. So we get some chayvos. It's not a gabe bezman hazeh. There are molds. It isn't a gabe bezman hazeh. And the two approaches, either Reb Shaz Ben Geshem was gozer all the deris, or even wasn't gozer all the deris, it's still gonna be aser al minig. But like we said before, the Beishmuel, Mashtam, Meshav Dover, they are mitzaref the fact that could be Bizman Hazeh. It's really over in just a minute, therefore it's Makal, therefore Makam Safek, we're going to be Makal. Now, the Beishmuel, that's an interesting thing. How do we look at Rebbeinu Gershom? There's a Chuvah Snodi people want to say that Rebbeinu Gershom has a tikkun of Deraisa, Chirim is very Chomer, they have to be very Machmer, but that's come of all the Achorim, the Beishmuel, and others, they all look at Rebbeinu Gershom as the Rabbanon. And if a makom safik, it's going to be bakel. Mechizizuk has a very interesting tshuva in Zayin Kuvav that somebody got married in order to cross the border. You have to show the husband and wife. They had no intention to really be married. They just made a marriage in order to go across the border. And the question is, afterwards they just separated, went different places. And it's a lot of years later and the husband wanted to get married. And he can't find the wife. Heard a rumor. Maybe she got married already. He doesn't know. And can't track her down. Is a mutter for him to get married without anything or not. So maybe Jesus says that there's a machlokes whether by Arusa is there a din of Chir Ben Ogesh. And the Mechaber Paskins, Chir Ben Ogesh was not goyzer by Arusa. What's the reason why? What's the svar? Why should Arusa be any different? So the two svaras why Arusa maybe should be different. Then one svar on Padva says that the reason of Chir Ben Ogesh was because of the money. They needed to support your wife, your kids. Therefore, if you're only engaged, you're not in the soon, you're not married yet. So therefore, the whole takana doesn't apply. Therefore, that's why it wasn't going to buy a rusa. The Vishen Mordechai in some ways, and Chedek Beis Mechel says the reason why it wasn't going to buy a rusa is because not ishto yet. The rusa could be not really called your wife yet. And being that's next to his wife yet, therefore, Menegeshen was not going to buy a rusa. So the Chacham Tzvi has a shayla. Has a shayla, let's say somebody got married, but they didn't have any bia. They didn't have any relations, they got married right away, they separated. Is there going to be considered a chayim ben ugeshem? So the shayl went to say that has done a varusa, being that it's a mosle shkiach, and they never, the suan didn't really have any bia, therefore it should be like a rusa. The chachasi himself says no, he holds that. Number one, he holds that no, that's really considered the suan, and you wouldn't have a heta, you would not have a heta of a rusa. But the chachasi himself, Paskins that Arusa there would be in Simcha Chavdal that there would be by Arusa a Takana Chir Ben Ogeshem, and the Berhater brings in Kama Achrinim hold by Arusa it would be a Heter Chir Ben Ogeshem. Mechisitzak and Shimon wants to say like this. He wants to say that, so what happened over here? They just got married just in order to, they made a real Kedushin, they just did an order for government purposes in order to cross the border. So to be Mekel because they got married, didn't have any Tashmas, he says, Chassid doesn't want to be Mekel. But he always svari says that the choira is not going to mix in the suin so be arusa because what makes in the suin? The mechaber and hey and samach brings down the many different shitas will mix in the suin. The bachel is the main the suin is that afterwards they go eat in the house alone, and that makes the marriage. And the fact that you just do a harem gesher and the chuppah, that doesn't make a nisuin. Therefore, he says, according to many shittas, they're not really married. It's only kedushin. It's not nisuin. Therefore, it's like arusa. And therefore, he wants to say, meaning that he didn't want the shasal chak, he wants to go to be mekel, that he can mekel, like the shittas will hold, that by arusa, there is no takana of Rabbeinu Gershom. Brings on the Masham, Chelik Beis Simchas also says you just got married just because of for law purposes. He said that would be okay, and there would be a Chelik Rabbeinu Gershom in that case. So Moshe Feinstein discusses in Shuvin, everyone has a Simon Dal Chelik Dalid, whether somebody just got married by Goyish law and never made a proper condition to suin. Is there a din that he's going to need a heter meyer in such a case? Do we say that's considered that he's not really married, or is considered married? And it's famous of like between Moshe and Rav Henkin, Benigaya Mamzeris, or Moshe held that if somebody's married, Pigoshal law is nothing, and you don't have to worry about the kids being Mamzerim. Rav Henkin, on the other hand, was Machmer. Where Moshe was copy the Chimer Benigash, and Moshe was that if Christ is really nothing, and you would not need a heter meyer in order for one to go ahead and get married. He does write in Ebenezer Chilgasim and Aleph that it's better if you put a get in Bezdin, just in case she comes, the wife's not around, she comes along and says, what do you mean, we are married, what's going on? Therefore, the Rav can mostly put a get in Bezdin, but make it denial that just our kais will not be anything. B'mokei mitzvah, is there a chaim Rabbeinu Gersh? So the Morchai discusses by Yibum, a chalitza, that in a situation where it's a second wife, B'mokei mitzvah, was there a gzera or not? So B'chaira pastor, I'm going to make he wasn't geizer by a yivama. That's psakel. The svarim. The svarim have four kulas. They all loy pashta. Elif. It's not really geizer. If it's not geizer, it's over by elif chamishi. Be over b'zman hazeh. If it's just arusa, somebody just engaged. The chamer is mekel. It's also mekel by yivama. But mokem mitzvah is going to make. Rama is machmer and all these four shailas. It holds that it is pashta. It is not geizer b'zman hazeh. Arusa, but Mokim Mitzvah, the Ramah brings down, Yesh Cholkim Savim Chinam Yegesh Nag, Afil Mokim Mitzvah, Afil Mokim Yivim Mitzvah Lichlitzim. The Ramah brings down that some hold even Mokim Mitzvah, even Mokim Yivim, you're going to have to go ahead and do a Chalitzin, you can't do Yivim, because it would be Mokim Mitzvah. In Madur Tanis Mavav has a case that it was a Zman which there was no food, and his wife went somewhere to get food, and she disappeared for years. And they have no idea where she is, they don't know what's coming back, and there's no anything. And the question was, can you give him a heter meyer? So the Rebbe says that it's not so clear because it's not her fault. If it's her fault and she runs away, then we can discuss his meredith. Over here, it's not so much her fault. And to say the tiny that B'mokim Mitzvah is no Chirim Rabbeinu Gesh, that's what Chalik Shachar Ramadan. Muslims say that Yeshin and Moimim, that feel B'mokim Mitzvah. So we are knowing that there is a Chirim Rabbeinu Gesh, and therefore it's not so much to be Mekel. But then he says maybe he has a heter that even those who hold that B'mokim Mitzvah is no Chirim Negeshim, that's only this bit of per revu. Because you do B'shev Al-Tasa. You're not doing an active act. And also, you never know, maybe you marry somebody else, you will have kids, you won't have kids. But if there's a Chashash Avera, it says, Mish Yoshe B'la Yishan Nitzel B'ra Avera Shebechol Yoyim, Lav Kulam Hein Krav Safa, V'Ravak Adar B'Krach. And everyone's like, if Safra who's single, then anyway, Avera. Therefore he says, it's mocking to be Mekel to say, it's mocking Avera to be Mekel. Then he says, even though there's Makkah to be Mekel, Nesatav Rech Lishurim, you can say somebody's wife disappears 3 months and you'll get married. It's not clear the exact Keter. And therefore, even though there's Noitel Lahakel, he says, I don't want to say Issa Leheter, and he doesn't want to give a clear Psak. And if you have 100 Banim Umi Matter, Loi Amchana Biyode, I'm not going to make Macha such a thing. No, a lot of other Achredim which are Mekel. He says that doesn't know why they're using so machmir. And Shevet Levi and Shuvah start many times that b'mokim there's a chashash of where there, then saying b'mokim iser in that situation the chirim Rabbeinu Gershom would not apply. Now that the first one is not a bas gershon, first one unfortunately comes shaita. So Rama says in that case we can let you get married to another lady. Now the question is what type of love of shaita do you need in order for someone to get married? The Gemara Chagig discusses what's a shaita, somebody who destroys everything you get, sleeps in the basic forest, and we're giving down three simanim. The question is, do you need simani shaita mamish, so somebody's not ready to get divorced? So those are medayik in their Ramah. The Ramah says, but Malkim Shani Rishon Baz Gershon, going to the status, it sounds like you need a full-fledged shaita. If it's not a full-fledged shaita, then it's going to be us. A lot of them, the Yehuda and the Devichayim, they say you don't need a real shaita. It means that somebody who's just not marriage material, she's just totally crazy and she's not functional as, and not marriage material in that situation. And, you know, ladies, after postpartum, she snaps or something like that, but even though maybe she's not a total shaita, but someone who's not marriage material, if the bezin decides that it's not marriage material, in that case, we're going to be mikol that you do not that you're allowed to get another wife. And the Sheva Levi in Tshuva says, that a lady who's not right for marriage and she's crazy, even though she's not mamas, a shaita 100% of all the time of Mesachas Chagiga, that'd be enough for one to get married. There's a ma'isa with the Rav Kovner, Tzvi Hirsch Rabinowitz, that his wife went crazy. And they asked him, why don't you go ahead and get get married? So he said that, what's going to happen if she gets better? That's all Shaila, what to do? And I can't daven that she shouldn't get better. So therefore he waited until she was nifta in order for him to get married the second time. And the Shaila is what happens. If the lady becomes a Shaita, and then afterwards she comes normal, what do you do then? What happens now? You have two wives. And what do you do in that type of situation? So it's Yitua, the Pesach Shuva brings down that from the Rebbe Yehuda and Sukkot and Chaf, that the Chesed Gedolah wants to say the Isra ben Hageshes is only on Tchilas Nisuin, on getting married. And if somebody has already got married with the Eved, you don't have to get divorced. Therefore, once you're married, right, if you get married, better, then the lepers gonna have to get divorced. The Nadibi says that das achrim shalom ini kain olachrim machaylik, and the Bishmol there says, what happens if you get married because your wife became crazy and afterwards you got healed? He says chayv lagashu miyad kidei shalish stay nashim. You have to go ahead and divorce her, and that'll be the lachal ma'isa that if somebody got married to a second wife. And the first wife became normal, so you'd have to go ahead and divorce the first wife in order that you don't have two wives. So if somebody would get married against the Chemin Agesh, so we bask in that we don't like that, and that's going to be Yisr. And so maybe as a tshuva, that let's say afterwards you go and you get a heter. Doesn't make it that I'm afraid it was a Gili Milsa that you really weren't over on the Yisr. It's always Oyumit to be Mutter, and just like a Neder, if you say Oykil Marfreya, so therefore it could be takes away the Yisr. And Shevi brings down from the Chelik and Achrayim that if you do it, and it really was a Hector, you just didn't get to yet, the Vada Yoikil Marfreya, so even though it wasn't a good thing that the person did, getting married before he had a Hector, but the Maisa, there would be Misakin it, and it would work even Lim, it would work even the Marfreya. So Ramos sounds like a Mokim that the lady became crazy, the Loch is, you got to get married. The Chelik Simchayim brings down Kvainogu, Loyal had to blame Rabbanim. The back, choose Mashal. And he says that the mimic is that we don't give a heter unless you have 100 rabbanim. V'chein mimic that the lady becomes a shaita, or is she supposed to get divorced? She's not accepting it, we do a heter mei rabbanim. Now, what is this concept of mei rabbanim? How does it work? How do you do it? The concept of heter mei rabbanim is that you go around to 100 rabbanim, it has to be from three different countries, in order to ask them whether they hold is a valid reason that the husband's able to get married. And if 100 rabbanim agree that they're able to get married, then we let you get married. And this is Mishav Dover, and Chelik Dalet said it comes that the Gemara in Hari says the biggest Hira is 100 by Sanhedrin. Therefore, this is like the biggest Hira, and therefore he says that, you know, that's where we got the number of 100. And as part of the original Gezeirah, Ben Geshem said that if 100 Rabbanim feel that there's a Tzairach, then it's going to be Mut. And then if some savers bothered by 100 Rabbanim in three countries, it's really hard to find 100 Rabbanim. In the olden days, it was one Rav of the Shtot. That's all it was. It wasn't nowadays they got 100 Rabbanim in one Shtot. And then nowadays you have, in the olden days, there's only one Rav in the Shtot. He says, the Vada doesn't mean Rabbanim Mamish. It means people who are Royal Ahira. And you have to go ahead and ask them. Why does it have to be from three different countries? Because we're afraid that if you just do it in one country, so what happens when you have a cold card? What happens? One person looks into the issue, and then everyone else just signs off. Oh, if Rabbi Asher signs, everyone else just signs. They don't look into the issue. But Chayim Ben Geshem, we want 100 people to look into the story, to hear the story, and therefore we make it be in different countries in order that it shouldn't be people which are talis up as a and simach on each other, and that's the reason why we make it in three different countries. Another reason why we make it three different countries is in order to make it difficult. We don't want people to use Chayim Ben Geshem right and left, and in order to make it a little difficult, and make it somewhat of a tercha, therefore we say you have to go to three different countries in order to be minded it. So it's a place that brings down from the Achrayim that the 100 people have to hear the story. They can't just sign up. They have to really hear the story and decide whether there was good reason. Tshuva brings down that Kamas Tekani Sharav Hashem Ura Begvulai Yacher Vidish Indian Hatev. He'll look at it very good. If he asks me, is it right later? Machai Skim Apidvar of Oyit Samtes Rabban Gamaratzis. That the Iker thing was that one person's eyeing into it and he tells to other people and they just mask him to the issue. Do you need to be 100 people divided into three different lands, 33, 33, 33, 33? The subsever has a discussion about it. Is it Dafka, 33, 33, 33, or it could be just you have to have some from each different country. And the Aruch HaShem says, you just need some from a different country. So in a situation where she's a shaita, as we said before, the Ramaz make go without Hetameya, the minig is to get Hetameya. How do you get Hetameya? You have to have 100 Rabbanim, Roy Loira, three different countries, think differently, and one, they're eyeing into it, they all decide that it's a good reason, and then they come in front of the Bezin who's dealt with it, and the Bezin gives Hetameya, and the person's able to get married. And when you give Hetameya, the luck is that you have to, in a case where she's a shaita, you have to give her a house to live, you have to set her up. That she's, you don't just leave her. No, we have to give her a house to live. You have to give her her get into Beis Din. And also, you have to put a ksuba in Beis Din. And also, the shadow, let's say you can't afford to give a ksuba. If a money, what do you do? Is it makir? It's not makir. But the din is supposed to have the get and the ksuba and put it into Beis Din. The Pesachim is in a machlekes situation. Let's say the Isha's Asar and her husband. She went, she was Mazana. Now they can't stay married. So the question over there is, do you need a hetameya or just to be mutter to go ahead and get married? And we say the chendah shlem is meikol because Rebbe Chaim Begish is not going to get the kana in a situation where anyhow you can't stay married. The whole point is because of fights and any other marriage is not able to stay married yet. Is it to be meikol? Some say on the other hand would be machmer and say that avada you would need a hetameya. And Rebbe Moshe Shuvin Chelik Dalad Simon Dalad just says it's very namastav there. To say that Rebbe Negesh is stuck in a case where she's Osir and where she's Mazana, and about a situation where Betzim, you don't need a Hetameya. It's very easy, maybe you should get it, but Betzim, Megadin, in a case where she's Mazana, there's not going to be anything to get a Hetameya. What about if the husband just says Mala Salai? She doesn't like her, and she doesn't want to take a get. In that situation, she wants to say she's unbiased, she says, I just can't take her, I don't like her, she doesn't take a get. In that situation, is there a Hetameya? Hetameya or not. And then Shevi Levi and Shuvah says that if there's a real valid reason for the Mal Salai, it means on some setting and a Hanami. We let him get married, she's refusing a get, she's saying she wants some bias, he's saying it's Mal Salai, then we would make up. But it has to be a very clear, valid reason, otherwise it wouldn't be make up. But Malkim, the wife is a Meredes, let's say she runs away, so then, or she refuses to come to Beis Din, which Smith's sister can say also has done Meredes over there also, we make up. That if she's not be masked to take again, she's meredes. So in that type of situation, we make off for him to get married. He wouldn't have to. We make off him to go ahead and get married. So it's a big shaila after the Holocaust. All the people who disappear, you don't know where they are. So it's a big shaila where the women get married and the husband also. What's with the chayav and negesh? They're married before the Holocaust. They have no idea where the wife is. She's alive. She's not alive. Good chance she's not alive. So there's a classic deal and other kind that you bring down discuss. If a lady gets captured, she's b'shvi, how are we going to make an heter b'negeshim? Because in that type of situation where the husband's just stuck now and she's captured, maybe b'chaygamah, we make all that on the heter of b'negeshim. Ramesh says, when you get the Holocaust, you have a rave, chances are that they got killed. And when you have a rave l'misa, then you don't have to be worried about that she was alive. And therefore, all the women who were in concentration camps, I haven't heard from them. We can say Rumah L'Misa, and there'll be no din of Rechev Negesh. Let's say we have some type of Eidus. Is Eirecha Neman in Pemakar Rechev Negesh? In the case where, in a situation where, I mean, not with Alec, what's the regular situation? I'm not sure the wife is, and then Eirecha came along and said, oh, I know she got killed, there's a Mutaf Hazan to get married, Pemakar, you only have Eirecha. So the Beis Shmuel says that Eirecha is not going to be Nedman. Why? Because the halacha is that Dovash and Schazak Isser, you have a Cheskas Isser, you're not going to get married, but Mokim Cheskas Isser, Eirecha is not Nedman to Mokim Cheskas Isser. The Piskat Shura brings out two reasons to say why it's not true. He says it's not clear, Eirecha Mokim Cheskas Isser, it's not interesting, clear whether that's true, but Befrat, when it's just dealing with Rabbeinu Gershon, but also it's a Musa V'Yadaglui, something which you can find out eventually. And therefore, Mitzvah B'Gilui, the halacha is, we say somebody's not Meshaker, and therefore we say that Echad would be Nebbe Mokim, Chirim Ben Hageshim. There was somebody was married, and then they came to the chas, and came to the chas, and he said he got divorced, and if they didn't really check into it, and they like, said he's divorced. So that's really the shaila. Do we say that Echad is Nebbe Mokim, Chirim Ben Hageshim? Bishmo will say no. That's what Bishmo was saying. It's not Mitzvah B'Gilui, you can find out very easily, because my dad find out if she was divorced or not, and therefore there's more Mokim to be Meikel. If you have a choice between doing the two Chirim Ben Hageshim, the Chirim Ben Hageshim of not getting two wives, and there's a Chirim Ben Hageshim of not to get divorced by Karchai. And the question is, which one is more of a serious takana or not? And it seems to be a little bit of a steer in their own mother. Rav over here says that in Siman Aleph means that a machloek is whether b'mokim mitzvah there's a Chirim Ben Hageshim, and in Siman Kiftas Vav, when he's dealing with the Iveris Adas, he says Mokim Mitzvah that there is no Chirim Ben Hageshim. So basically, Shuva has a discussion which one is more chamer. On one end, you can say that in a way, getting divorced by Karchai is more chamer, because that's the one who's going to forever. Mashen gave the Gzeir of two wives, there's a Shidur's holds only to Lev Chamishi, therefore, Bizman is a Shuvim who wouldn't apply. Therefore, on one end, you can say getting divorced by Karchai is more chamer. So, it's better to do two wives that do begashim or karchai, just in the case by which she's over sadas, then you can have a problem. You can marry another wife, and then maybe she'll do tshuva. And then you'll be stuck with two wives. Therefore, in that type of situation, we say that you should divorce the bar karchai. But in a regular situation, begashim or karchai is really a last resort. One last case, the Ramah brings down that Aisha, who is mezana, the minig is you mezakel a gelei de'acher, you give her a gelei de'acher. What's the reason why? The reason why is because aschim ben gershim, and then you can go ahead and get married. Like Moshe says, different reason even without Ben Hageshim, you have to do it because maybe the Tzara will miyabe and be a problem with Tzara Saita. Therefore, some minig off. It's just like a sikkum. Ben Hageshim is a second, they shouldn't get married to two wives. The reason why is there's so many reasons why. Because of fighting, because of the people taking advantage of their wives. And a lot of different machlekes between the Ashkenazim and Sfarim, whether it applies to Zmanazeh. The Sfarim does not apply to Zmanazeh. It was never accepted. It wasn't accepted in all the places. Therefore, the Sfarim never accepted it. The last Sfarim make a shvua, so therefore, in a way, there might be more chamer. The Sfarim hold, even if it would be accepted, it's only Talav Chamishi. The Ramos and also applies to Zaman Azeh. Makim Arus is Machlekes, also Makim Mitzvah. All these cases are Machlekes, whether it applies or not. The cases where we say it does not apply is B'makim, the Isha is, I mean, I didn't, she's supposed to get divorced. And she's not accepting a get, she's meredes, a shaita, the gather of shaita, the Ramos Mitzvah is a shaita mamish, but the Rechayim and the Sheva Levi go, shaita is even somebody just not roy to get married. If a lady is meredes, mosalei, and in those situations, the minig v'dek has, like the Kazakh says, we get hatamei, you have to have 100 rabbanim, people roy lai roy, you get 3 different countries, the Aruch HaShulchan says doesn't have to be 33. And they decide that it's a good reason for them to get married, and the Bezin gives the person a heter meir. If you have a case where there's roiv l'misa, after the Holocaust, so the Ramesh says that in that situation, that the halacha is that you're supposed to get married without heter meir. And when it comes to heter meir, the Rabbanim always very, very careful, because every time there's a fight, so the husband always, a lot of times the husband tries to say, mix up stories and get heter meir, and be very, very careful. On one hand, it's a very big mitzvah, the son heter meir is nice, right, and says, help the husband. But the business with Dorish, we're going to be very, very careful whose side's right. A lot of times it's not clear. Unless it's clear that the wife is meredith and it's really her fault, you know, a person should not sign on heter meir.